The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier? Especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist. What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Here are the hosts of Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hello, wonderful listeners, and welcome so very much to Voice America's Beyond Saying Thank You. I'm so happy to be here today with you. It's a fabulous day for a radio show, isn't it? I have absolutely no point of view, no reason why I'm saying this. It's just so cool to, you know, to have those radio shows and be connected to thousands of people worldwide listening. And thank you so much for being here and for, you know, for your presence and for your contribution. It's a funny modality to connect with people, radio show. I've done this for years. And, you know, you talk and talk and talk and talk, and you have absolutely no idea who's listening, how many people are listening live or later. There's no direct interaction. But on the other hand, it's funny how you anyway can feel that, you know, that connection we have beyond the direct feedback we usually have when we talk verbally. It's really cool and amazing. And this is actually already a little preview to today's topic. And before I'm introducing today's topic, I might say who I am. I am your host today, and my name is Susanna Mittermeier. So that being said, I'm going to tell you the name of the topic, which I actually am really, really excited about. It's called Relate or Create. And prior to this radio show, I've been announcing this on Facebook, talking to people about this, and people are so excited about this particular topic because, you know, Relate or Create, obviously it's about relationships, which is a huge, huge topic on this planet. I mean, who has never been in some sort of relationship? Everybody has. And, you know, some people have the fortune of having ease with their relationships. Most people do not. So I personally, this is one of the areas in my life where I have had the most use of the Access Consciousness tools because I've tried all kinds of forms of relationships, mostly to try to find what works for me. And before I even came up with the idea of doing what works for me, I did what everybody else did, and I tried to do what's right in this reality. So I started out with one of those, you know, normal relationships. I was pretty young and started out with, I had a boyfriend, and we moved out into the, you know, not countryside, but I'm from Vienna, Austria, which is a really big city. So for me, everything else that's not a city is countryside. So for, you know, it was not really countryside, but for me it was countryside. So we moved out there and we started this, you know, as one does, this normal relationship with a house. I had a career, everything was perfect. And then pretty soon after, you know, the perfection of it, it started to go bump down ways. And I had no clue what was going on until I asked the question. I asked, so whose life am I living? And I'm like, oops, okay. I was trying to live everybody else's life and never ask myself, so what do I truly desire? And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure many of you guys out there listening have, you know, missed to ask yourself the question, you know, if I can create my relational reality the way I desire, what would I choose? And, you know, I wrote this book a year ago. It came out actually in September, will be a year ago. It's called Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. And one of the chapters is about relationships. And I had so much fun writing this because, you know, as I said, it's a topic that I've been exploring a lot with. And so it's funny because when I wrote this, I reminded myself to ask all these questions. And I wrote about that, you know, many people haven't even asked themselves if they want to have a relationship. And now I'm talking about a partner relationship, you know, finding the one, finding the person, female, male, whatever, whoever. And excuse my English, it's not my first language. And so anyway, so most people don't even ask themselves whether they desire a relationship or not. Because, you know, we've been trained to create relationships as though that there is a great rightness in that. And I'm also a clinical psychologist, so I've been studying this, you know, for years. And there's so many psychotherapy modalities that are about relationships and about the rightness of them. And all of us have been taught that relationships have this huge, big rightness to them. And you have to have one. You have to be in them. Otherwise, there's something wrong with you. So how many of you out there are judging yourself pretty much daily that you should be in a relationship when you're not, and when you are in a relationship that you shouldn't be in one because you're missing something? You know, it doesn't matter which way you go, you always will feel you're wrong, because that's kind of like how this reality is set up. So everywhere you've been judging yourself for the wrongness of what you've been choosing or not been choosing, truth, would you consider right now letting most of that or even all of that go and destroy and uncreate it? Please. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So I know most of you know this blah, blah I just said. It's Access Consciousness clearing statement. And it's basically a magic wand that goes back to the point when you have created whatever limitation in your life and undoes that, destroys and uncreates it. And many people go and think it's some kind of magic something, you know, that has its own ways of working. And you know why it works? Because you choose it. Because you're the one who chooses all those limitations. And because you choose those limitations and you create them, good news, you can also uncreate them. So this, you know, friend, our, you know, consciousness friends, the pot and pox, are tools you can use anytime, in any ways. You can be totally creative with that and use this tool to destroy any kind of limitations. And how great to have that, especially in the realm of relationships, you know, where you used your creative energy. You know, how much have you used your creative energy not to create relationships that work for you, but to create relationships that are designed to destroy what you know is truly possible? So let me see. Let's run. Okay, no, let's not do that. Different track. That's kind of like how my brain works. You know, there's so many things going on, and I want to say this and this and this and this and that, and bright, shiny things attract me. So, I used to, you know, I wanted to study to become a teacher, and I'm so glad I didn't, because, you know, poor kids, I'm so unstructured. Anyway, so here's the deal. So relate or create. The topic is really cool. Why? Because, you know, this thing with relationships, many people think they should create a relationship. That's the rightness of it. What that does is that people constantly put themselves in relation to other people. So they create connection points with other people. So connection points are those things that you go, oh, I need to look what we have in common. You know, so what points of view do we have in common? Do we like the same things? You know, what hobbies do we have in common? So you constantly look for those points of connection as though it has anything to do with a relationship. So these connection points are like,
not only the things that you have in common with that person or that you like about each other, it's also when you're getting upset with someone. You know, you constantly try to connect also with someone by saying, oh my God, what a bitch. How could she do this? I'm so upset. This is so terrible. Why did she say that? Why did he say that? You know, all those things are connection points where you constantly go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, with the positive stuff, with the negative stuff. And it's kind of like those things where you have that sensation that you never really have choice. You're just getting upset and you don't know why, and you have no idea how to get out of it. Welcome to connection points. Welcome to this reality. Welcome to the necessity of constantly being in relationship to something or someone. So let's run this baby. How many points of connection are you using to create the relationships, the relationship you have that isn't working, and everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Ooh, wow. Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I'm laughing, kind of. I don't know what that was, kind of a laugh. Because, wow, there's so much energy on that. Wow. Okay, so one more time. How many points of connection are you using to create the relationships you have that aren't working? And everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate them, please? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And it's funny, I said before that we're all connected, right? Yeah. So we're all connected, and I can sense you, and I can sense this because, you know, before I was laughing, that's the awareness of the energy that, you know, what comes up when we run this process, the you know, the charge on that particular topic. And so I can sense that because we're all connected. But the thing is that people try to create that sense of connection, that sense of oneness, by creating relationships. And have you ever checked out the definition of relationships? You know, the definition of relationships is actually the distance between two objects. That's the physical definition of relationships. Funny, huh? Like, people are trying to create, you know, relationships to get close to each other, to create a sense of intimacy. Yet, if you look up what relationships actually are, it's the distance between two objects. So how can you ever create a sense of oneness, of being truly connected, when you're trying to create relationships? So how many points of connection are you using to create the relationships you have that aren't working, and everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, potpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Okay. So have you, yeah. So the thing is that with the relationships, like, how many times have you, like, met somebody and it's been great, wonderful, loving, you know, those sparkles and butterflies and I don't know what, everything is just wonderful. And then you met the person a second time and then, you know, it's maybe been 50% of the sparkles and wonderful and butterfly. And then you met the person a third time and it's been 20% of the sparkles and, you know, and butterflies. And then, you know, and so on and so on. And you wonder, you know, what's going on? And then at the point where you two decide that now we are together, now we are in a relationship, now we are boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, whatever, things are starting to go downwards. And you wonder what's going on. It's just been so wonderful. And then now it's just not so wonderful. What's going on there? So the thing is, this is what, it's so funny. So I've never done that. Yes, I have. So the thing is that as soon as you start to call something, that was great English. As soon as you have a label on something, you know, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend, this is a relationship, you put an answer on what you've just started to create. to create this point of connection. And what you've just started out to create by being inspired by each other, by meeting somebody new, and by this very label, by this very answer, you start to kill what you just created. You make this answer true and real. So this is another example of those connection points. Like anytime you label something, you give it a name, you basically put it in a box, and now it's called relationship. Now this person is not only a wonderful, inspiring person. Now this person is called boyfriend. This person is called, you know, girlfriend. And this is where all those projections, expectations, separations, judgments, rejections come in that are diminishing what you just wonderfully created, right? So let's run it again. How many points of connection are you using to create the relationships you have that aren't working? Woo, and everything that is. Whee-yo-yo, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Please. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And isn't it wonderful that we now get together and we actually can look at this with absolutely no point of view, with whole, you know, gratitude for all the crappy choices we've made in the past and go, huh, that was interesting, crappy choices. What else is possible? How does it get any less crappier than this? How does it get any better than this? And because, you know, that's what it takes. If you want to change something in your life, in any area, not only relationships, it's actually that you look at what you're creating and what you have chosen and what you are choosing with absolutely no point of view. You just go, wow, I've created some crap here. How does it get any better in this? You know, it doesn't really work to beat yourself up for what you have chosen or what you are choosing. It doesn't at all work to understand why you chose something. And believe me, I'm a psychologist. I've learned to ask why in my training. This is not changing anything. So it's not about judging yourself what you have chosen. It's not about understanding why you've chosen something. It's just about going, wow, okay, that was an interesting choice. Now that I'm aware and have the information of the choice I have chosen, now what else is possible? You start with, you know, you continue with gratitude and just, you know, asking questions. Great. So I just have received the message that I have 1 minute to break, which is wonderful. And so there is so much information about this topic. And there's more we're going to talk about, this relate or create topic. And I highly recommend you using this time for you and actually call in. I've received some of your questions on our Facebook page, Beyond Saying Thank You. So you can post your question on our Facebook page on Beyond Saying Thank You, or you can call us on the show live and have your lovely voice be heard. And you can call this number 1-888-346-9141. So hear you lovely people after the break.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hi, wonderful people listening to the show, and welcome to Voice America's Beyond Saying Thank You. My name is Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm your host today. And today's wonderful, amazing, not so always light topic is relate or create. So in the first segment, we already, you know, or we, I already talked about the relationship, you know, issue on this planet and in this reality where relationship has this huge rightness around it and where people have this necessity in their world to be in a relationship or to create relationships to you know, have some kind of value or think they have value. It's like, I remember that when I was a kid, I don't remember how old I was, but I always had this like, I always wanted to be by myself, especially in nature, because I was one of those kids that was extremely getting so much information and awareness from everything and everyone around me. More information that people were giving me verbally. Kind of like those kids that get like overloaded with information. And at that time, I didn't have any tools to deal with that. And the only way I knew how to deal with that was to go somewhere where I could be by myself. And that was nature. Nature gave me that great sense of peace, of having this sense of total allowance and gratitude and peace, no requirements, no necessities, just, I had this sense of just being me. And I had this awareness my whole life that this is an energy we can be all the time with each other. I just didn't have anybody who'd show me that or had any tools to create that somewhere else than in nature. So this was my way of dealing with this world, of just having this sense of communion, this sense of connection with everything that I couldn't find when I was around people. So it's interesting to have this show about relate or create, because I remember that having this sense of ease and peace in nature and loving to be by myself in nature, later on, I would make myself so wrong for not desiring to be with people. And I learned that, you know, from the way the world goes, I learned that there is something wrong with not wanting to be in a relationship. And I can tell you from my work experience also, I later started to become a psychologist. I was working in psychiatry. And there I learned that people, like I had the tendencies for, were judged with diagnosis. And it's interesting because I then learned that, you know, if you don't have a desire to be in a relationship, if you don't have a desire to, if you, you know, love being alone, this is one of the criteria of the label autistic, which is interesting, right? As though there's a box for putting people in who don't desire to have a relationship as a great wrongness, as a disability.
And I then ask also in my work, so is this really disability or is this actually something else? And when I looked at, you know, the people I worked with in psychiatry with my patients, and I looked at, you know, what, you know, how am I functioning and how was that when I was smaller? If I wouldn't call this a wrongness, if I wouldn't judge this, what awareness am I having here? What's actually going on here that I haven't acknowledged? And I realized that, you know, with my own experience of having this vast amount of information, of awareness, of downloads, of what people were thinking, feeling, what was going on in their bodies, like lots of information all the time, I just got so much information that I had no tools to deal with this. And I saw that exactly this was going on with my patients who were labeled by the doctor with autistic, ADHD, OCD, etc., that also they have this amazing, huge, vast amount of awareness that nobody can show them how to deal with. So with the Access Consciousness tools, I learned how to deal this with myself and also with the people I work with. And I started to ask, so what's, you know, what else is possible? And this is how I created this thing I call pragmatic psychology. And, you know, the book I mentioned before, Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. And So this thing with relationships is that you constantly think that if you don't desire to be in a relationship, and if you're different, there's something wrong with you. So how many of you have made yourself wrong for not desiring to be in a relationship, or the other way around, for constantly desiring to be in a relationship? So everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So what invention are you using to create the constant wrongness of you are choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and create it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So it's not only about being in a relationship with somebody. It's also that you put yourself in relationship to the whole world, right? So you try to find your role in relation to things and to people. And you know, this is where you create those connection points we talked about in the first segment. If you haven't heard this, I highly recommend you listen to recording later. It's really cool to have this information. So if you're constantly putting yourself into relation to someone or something and try to find your role, you constantly look for points to, you know, ways to connect with other people. And this is making it really, really hard to find out who you truly are. So with the example I mentioned before, you know, when I was in nature and enjoying just being the space and the allowance of nature, there's no point of connection. There's just this being and creating and, yeah, just this, oh, this thing you have when you're out in nature. And so as soon as they go and meet other people again, they fall into this necessity of relating and finding out who they are and who they should be in a relationship, or who they should be in order to have a relationship, right? In order to have a relationship with somebody, in order to have a relationship with the world. And, you know, guess how crazy making that is. You know, if you ever had the sense of, oh my God, I'm going crazy when I'm with other people, I don't know who I am, I suddenly lose who I am, I have no idea what to say, what to do, how to act. Well, welcome to you falling into relationship, into those connecting points that make you fall into other people's worlds and basically lose the sense of you, lose this space, this ease, this, you know, this, oh, you have when you're in nature. What if you could have the space and the sense of you anywhere you go, even if, you know, when you're out shopping in a mall? What if you wouldn't have to need to lose yourself ever when you're meeting other people? And I can tell you from personal experience, this really takes practice. One of the tools that I've been using constantly that you might have heard 1,000 times before, and they're worth hearing 1,000 more times, is, who does this belong to? Really, anytime you think you're going crazy, you think you're losing the sense of you, you think you're like, oh my God, I have no idea which movie I'm in right now, ask this question, who does this belong to? Is this mine? And if it makes you feel lighter, you go, oh, okay, then you know it's not yours. And you just go, everything that that is, I just return to sender with consciousness attached. If it doesn't go away, you can ask, how, you know, did I create this as mine? And then you go, everywhere, if yeah, I have created this as mine, I will now destroy and uncreate it. And then you go and pot and pock yourself. And you say, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I know, terrible how easy it is. And, you know, working with people in psychotherapy for years, I'm like, I had to pot and pock myself because I always knew it, change can be that easy. But, you know, having studied so many years and read so many books, I'm like, really? Am I willing to give up every reference point, every connection point to psychology I've had, to my studying, and create what I truly know was possible? So here's the deal with the creation part. And I know I'm so grateful because I have received many questions from you on Facebook this time. Thank you so much. We have a Beyond Saying Thank You Facebook page. You can feel free to join for inspirations. And people have posted their questions here about today's show. And all of them are about, you know, well, how do I then create a relationship? You know, if it's not about connection, to lose myself, because this is what many people do. They start a relationship, it's wonderful. And then after a while, they adapt to this box, to this label called relationship, and then they lose themselves. And so what's possible beyond this constantly losing yourself to create a relationship? Guess what? It's really hard. It's called asking a question. So one of the amazing questions I can recommend you asking is when you meet somebody, let's talk about, you know, a partner relationship or a friend relationship or a business relationship, any kind of those relationships, you would like to ask, so, you know, is this person adding to my life? Is this person expanding my life? Right? So it's not, will this person make me feel better? Will we have a lot of sex? Will this person love me forever? Those are not questions. This is not questions you want to ask. I'm sure you have asked them, and look at where they led you. These are those fairy tale, you know, wonderful wishing hope questions. This is not about creation. So creation would be, truth. Is this person and the energy this person is and what this person is choosing adding and expanding my life? And the next question you want to ask is, what together are we capable of creating that individually we're not capable of? I love that question. So one more time, what together are we capable of creating that individually we're not capable of creating? So this question would put you into this space of really looking at, so who is this person I'm right now considering to work with in a business, to have sex with, to start a relationship with, to whatever with? And you ask this question and you will see, you will get an awareness. You're opening the doors to getting more information and awareness about what this person will create for you and with you, right? Because usually people go, oh my God, she's so sexy. She looks so good. We had so much fun this time. And that means we're meant for each other. Da-da! You know, so all of those hopes and dreams where you cut off your awareness and your capacity to ask questions and to create truth, how many of those are you now willing to destroy and uncreate it, Mr. and Mrs. Fairytale? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, potbock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I love this. I just had a class in Germany and, you know, sex and relationship was a lot of the big part of the class in Germany, which is really funny. And so this woman comes on, I don't know, day two or day three of the class. And she said, oh my God, I've been using this tool, ask and you shall receive. And I've asked for someone that's fun to show up in my life. And yesterday evening, I met this guy. We sat next to each other and we had so much fun. My body was just like so happy and so excited and so turned on. And I just, you know, I know he's the one. So notice the energy of that, right? It's like, yeah. Wonderful. Fantastic. You know, creative. Feels great. We have fun. Body turned on. And then there comes this, da-da-da-da-da. He's the one. So just, you know, if you notice the energy of that, like how many of you have done that? It's like wonderful, creative, blah, blah, blah. And then you come to a conclusion that this person is the one. And as soon as you say that, as soon as you come to that conclusion, this person is the one, he's my so-and-so, she's my this and that, and blah, blah, blah. These are the things we constantly cut off your awareness of whether that person truly adds and expands your life. Because, you know, you might see that person the day after, and he or she is in a totally different space than the day before. You are in a totally different space than the day before. And it might not go that well together, or it might go even better together than the day before. But you want to stay in the question of, you know, what is this person actually contributing? Just because they're wonderful that day doesn't mean that they're going to be wonderful the rest of your life. Welcome to conclusion land. So this is where people start to create disaster and drama with their relationships rather than creation. So what invention are you using to create the disaster, the trauma with and as relationships you are choosing? Da-da-da-da, everything that that is times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I love this one woman show. I'm having fun. Terrible. So what invention are you using to create the disaster, the drama, and the trauma with and as relationships you are choosing? And everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And you know what? Sometimes it's actually fun to have drama and drama. I talked with some people yesterday and they said, well, but I love the drama and drama of relationships, the telenovela, the, oh my God, how could she do this? How, you know, he destroyed me, you know, all of that. That's great, but don't make it real. If you do drama and drama, do it real. Do Oscar nominated drama and drama, go for it. You know, if you're heartbroken, take a big bowl of ice cream, eat it, throw some pillows, and go for it. Really enjoy your drama and drama. Don't make it wrong. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. A little drama and drama at the side, you know, enjoy it at least if you do it. So what invention are you using to create the disaster, the trauma with and as relationships you are choosing? And everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So cool. I love this. So what else is possible with this topic? I know I'm getting a little stressed with those minutes we have to break. So let's talk a little bit more about this. Actually, you know what? We're going to run this baby one more time. What invention are you using to create the disaster, the drama, and the trauma with and as relationships you are choosing? Oh, and everything that that is, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And how much are you avoiding the ease with relationships you could be choosing? And everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So when you're creating connection points, it's always from the past. You know, when you say this person has been great yesterday, or today we had a great day together, this is where you create a connection and you stopping the creation of what's actually possible for you as a future. So let's talk more about what's possible beyond connection points. What's actually possible for you to create relationships that add and expand your life. So hear you guys after the break for more creation with relationships.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. the best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
You are listening to Beyond Saying Thank You, presented by Access Consciousness. To join in today's conversation, call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@beyondsayingthankyou.com. Now, back to Beyond Saying Thank You.
Hi, wonderful listeners, and welcome after a break to Beyond Saying Thank You. My name is Susanna Mittermeier. I'm your host today, and our topic is Relate or Create. I so love this topic. It's so fantastic to shed the lights on this topic, this relationship topic that's such a big part of this world, where people constantly make themselves smaller and less as soon as they create a relationship with someone or something. Have you ever noticed that when soon as you start a relationship, whether it's a business relationship or a partner relationship or a friend relationship, that as soon as you call that person something, you label this as a relationship, you label this as your friend or something, you start to project and start to have projections, expectations, separations, judgments about that person, what this person is supposed to be for you, what they're supposed to deliver for you. If they don't do this, they're wrong. If they do this, they're right. And they have that, you know, different set of projections, separations, rejections, judgments of you. And then this wonderful confusion and hardship and struggle starts that we call relationship. How does it get any better in this? So I've got a lot of questions on Facebook from you guys, which I'm very grateful for, about, well, so if we don't do this relationships from a connection point, and we talked about connection points in the show before, it's those points where you constantly look for somewhere to belong to. How can I connect with this person? You know, what do we have in common? What do we not have in common? And the energy goes back and forth between those connection points. And there's no creation at all, because you constantly look at the past, at what has been, rather than what's truly possible. So we talked about those questions you can ask when you invite somebody into your life. And the questions where, so having this person in my life, will this expand and add to my life? You know, what together are we capable of creating that individual we're not? You want to invite people that actually expand your life and invite you and invite them to greater. And what that takes is really getting out of any point of view of what this person should be to you. And believe me, from personal experience, this does take a lot of practice to get over your expectations. You know, relationships are so much about expectations, what this person should be to you. Now we're husband and wife, now we're boyfriend, girlfriend, now this person is supposed to do this for me. If they don't bring me 12 flowers once a month, it means that they don't love me. Wow, really? What if, you know, love means something totally different for this person than it does to you? So there are all those definitions that create confusion that, you know, keep you in this box of relationship and in all that anger, rage, fury, and hate, blame, shame, regret, and guilt, those distractor implants, some of the distractor implants,
And rather than creation, even relationships, by the way, relationship is also one of the distractor implants. It's one of those things that distract you, those implants that distract you from creating your life. So relationships are not supposed to be about making your life harder. It's about, like, who can I add to my life that expands? And the more you will ask that question, the more you will get information and awareness of what that actually is. So one thing that I would like to share with you is this cool thing with asking questions. And one of those questions is also finding out what you desire with relationships. Like, number one, do you really like to have a relationship? Does this work for you? What kind of relationships work for you? So I know most people, they confuse sex and relationships. Like, those are two same things. They're not. Sex is sex and relationships are relationships. Sometimes they go together, sometimes not. So I have this friend, and he talked to me the other day, and he said, well, you know, I like to have sex, and I meet all these women, and, you know, I tell them I'm not interested in a relationship, I just want to sleep with you. So they of course say, yes, fine, I'm with you. So he sleeps with this woman, and then every time this disaster gets created, and he's like, I don't understand what's going on. I have all these women in my life and they're creating disaster. I sleep with them, I tell them I don't want to have a relationship, and then they just, you know, corner me with the necessity of having a relationship, of having made them wrong and all of that. And I'm like, do you really think they said, you know, they meant what they said? So one of the things in this reality, and that's not true for everybody, but for most, is that most women have sex or create a, you know, have sex to create a relationship. And then most men, they create a relationship to have sex. So that's not true for everybody, but absolutely for most people. And it's great to have that information, because you can avoid a lot of confusion and hardship by having that information. Just because somebody says, oh, I'm fine, doesn't mean they're actually fine. You got to use your awareness. So he created all that disaster because he wasn't willing to be aware and receive the information of what was actually going on. When it comes to relationships that's supposed to be creative with other people, whatever way they are, you have to be willing to ask a question, number one, about what you desire. Like, you got to be really clear. Do I just want to have sex with this person? Do I want to create a relationship? What would I like? You know, find out. And also find out, where does this other person come from? What comes out of their mouth is not always what's actually going on for them. So don't listen to what comes out of their mouth. Listen to your awareness and trust your awareness. So ask. So, and you don't need to ask it out loud. Ask it in your head. So truth, where is this person coming from? What do they desire? Are they interested, you know, if I have sex with them, will they start a relationship with me? Do I want that? Do I not want that? So really be aware of whatever choice you make, it creates. If you choose to have sex with somebody, be aware that this is also a choice that creates something. Does this work for you? Does this work for the other person? You got to be aware of where other people comes from. This is not a one man, one woman show in this world. We have a lot of people here. You got to be aware of other people's worlds too. It makes it a lot easier. It's where we start to create this kingdom of we, not only kingdom of me. So this guy, my friend, he cut off his awareness of where the women were coming from. And so what he did, he created those defenses and walls of, not like every time he would have sex with a woman and she wanted to start a relationship and then cornered him and was angry with him. He put up those walls of leave me alone, which created even more anger on her side, right? So this is like, what if we don't have to create those things anymore? If you're aware of what you desire, you can have your barriers down, be aware of what works for you, be aware of what works for the other person, and then you can actually start to create something, not from reaction. because this is where this person is constantly going into reaction. What if it's not about reaction, but about action? If you ask questions and function from awareness, you're always in action mode. If you do anger, rage, fury, hate, and all, emotions and feelings and thoughts, you're functioning from reaction state. So one more time, let's clear that. Where is it? So what invention are you using to create a disaster, the drama and the trauma with and as relationships you are choosing? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what if it's not about finding the people to belong to for you anymore? Finding the people you feel good with, but for the people who actually are contributing to the creation of your life. If you're only looking for the people you feel good with, you will always cut off your awareness when they will make you feel bad. Because it's like when you call somebody a friend and they say, oh, I love this person. This person is so wonderful. I adore this person. These are all answers. And this makes you cut off your awareness of when this person is actually not a nice person. Because just because you call this person a friend doesn't mean that they will always be nice to you. They will also have their bad days and be bitchy and, judge you or whatever. So what if that is not something you need to cut off your awareness from? If you call them a friend and say, I love them, they're wonderful, they're always wonderful, you will not notice when you're not being wonderful. You will be surprised and go, oh, how could this happen? How could she or he say that to me? This is because you were not aware when it was on its way. So all the labels you have with people, what if you were willing to look at that? What am I labeling the people in my life as? And what if I have no labels at all? Just, oh, this person, gratitude. Gratitude is where you have no judgment at all. Just be willing to be grateful for the people you have rather than coming to conclusion or having any labels at all. So let's run this one at the end of the show. So what have you made so vital about possessing relationships that keeps you from creating your phenomenal reality beyond this reality with total ease? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please just join and create it all? Oh, thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. I love this one. Let's do it again. What have you made so vital about possessing relationships that keeps you from creating your phenomenal reality beyond this reality with total ease? And everything that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What if you don't have to possess or have relationships anymore, but actually create your phenomenal reality? So I would like to also answer one of the questions one woman asked on Facebook. So what is possible to create as, expansive relationships beyond the relationships we've been creating? So what that takes is something that not many people are willing to do. It's actually the willingness to be totally aware of the person you're with. No judgment of them, no point of view of what they're choosing, and willing to be for them whatever they need you to be. And for you to be everything you are, not cut off your awareness and not cut off you in any way, shape, or form. So then you can actually create a relationship that's fun. Not many people are willing to be that and have that. Most people actually do prefer to have drama in their lives. And again, it's not a wrongness, it's just a choice. But even if you have a person who is not doing access, this was another question I got on Facebook. If you have a person who does not do access consciousness or any other consciousness tools, that doesn't matter, okay? It's not about having somebody. You can only have a relationship with somebody who chooses access consciousness or using the tools or choosing consciousness. No. What if you are the conscious person? And as a conscious person, you can actually receive everybody and judge nothing. Then you can actually be in the question of, okay, so even if this person has no idea what consciousness is, how to spell that word, doesn't matter. Will this person expand my life? And you know, you might be surprised that the people you couldn't even imagine will expand your life are actually the people mostly expand your life. Because usually people have so many standards of who is a person that they would consider having a relationship with or sex with, and who they would not do that with. So all those standards are in your mind, in your brain, and they totally cut off your awareness of what actually works for you, that expands your life, that contributes to your body, and that's something that you've actually been asking for that you didn't even know you were asking for. So the more you have no point of view, the more receiving you're capable of having. And believe me, it never shows up the way you think it will show up. So let's run that baby one more time before we end for today. And it's funny because I have so many pages open on my computer that it's hard to find. So here it is. What have you made so vital about possessing relationships that keep you from creating your phenomenal reality beyond this reality with total ease? And everything that that is, times a godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all? Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So, my friends, this is it for today. I hope you had fun. I can recommend you listening to this show again. There will be a recording. And what if you can start to create your relationships from the question, the choice, the contribution, and the possibilities of it? Like, really, will this person, will this add to my life, expand my life? What together are we capable of that individual we're not capable of? So have a phenomenal day, evening, and hear you for the next episode on Beyond Saying Thank You next week, same time, same station. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Saying Thank You. Join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Be sure to check out AccessConsciousness.com to find out more about us and about Access.